Hey, what's going on, guys? It's your good buddy, Joe O'Brien, and I want to thank you for listening to the Glass Cannon Network. Because you are here, because you're listening, you know that we're committed to making high-quality entertainment. We want you to feel like you're here at the table laughing with us, crying with us, celebrating with us, because you are. Becoming an official member of The Niche by joining our subscription service is by far the best way that you can support all of the creators here at the GCN. And not only that, you'll also unlock hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of hours of exclusive podcasts, videos, campaigns, side quests, and behind-the-scenes hijinks that you just can't get on the public feed. And it's all ad-free. If you're ready for even more laughs, for more danger, and more GCN, head to jointhenaish.com and subscribe. That's jointhenaish.com.
You are listening to the Glass Cannon Network, the premier source for role-playing game entertainment.
Shouldn't be alive on the Glass Cannon Network, your home for good buddies sitting around and playing role-playing games, our favorite thing to do in the world. And today we play Twilight 2000, episode 2 of our new campaign, our We Shouldn't Be Alive campaign. I am Joe O'Brien, your referee. I am joined by my good buddy Ross Bryant. Skidmar, Jared Logan, and Mary Lou are here, of course, to hop into the game. We are coming off of our first session of a new campaign. Always a little tricky starting a new campaign. Characters got to meet each other. Mary Lou, let me ask you your preference. Characters meet each other in game at the table, or characters know each other before the campaign starts and that's already established, and that's how you start your first session with friends? What's your pref?
Playing with friends. I like knowing each other already. I like that our characters know each other. Maybe not everyone, but I like to have at least one established relationship. And it's always funny to find out like how we knew each other, you know? Maybe mm-hmm. we just say, oh, you know, yeah, we worked some jobs together and it's fun to be like, oh, remember that one job? Yeah. The one where you dropped a bomb down the sewers and it blew up one of the manholes down the street. Like something fun like that. But I was thinking, and in this one, because what knowing each other can lead to is explaining your history to an audience.
Yeah.
And that in screenwriting, it's called laying pipe. And it's like, it can feel very awkward.
I use that term for something else.
I know.
It's a multi-situational phrase.
So. Yeah. And with you, it's incredibly awkward both ways. And it sounds often like, well, then we'll have to go to meet our mother, Stephanie, at the coffee shop where she works. And it's like, it can feel really awkward.
Yeah. Because you know both characters know that. Like, why are they telling that to each other? Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Look, I'm your cousin. I believe in you more than anyone. It's like, I know you're my fucking cousin.
Yeah, I hate those lines.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Or a classic tell that a screenwriter is trying to lay pipe and like give you information is when they go, I can't believe that you did this, you know? And it's like, we just need to tell the audience what just happened.
Yeah.
But when we don't know each other, then it makes sense to be like, who are you? What's your deal? Explain to me what your whole thing is.
Give me your
then
full
the exposition
history.
Comes. Yeah. And the exposition comes a little bit more naturally. I think it can go either way. Ross, you on Push the Roll, you're running completely improv'd, mostly one shots, right? Or are they? Do you get multiple episodes of one story?
We record in a big chunky chunk and then break it up into 2 to 3 episodes, but in the record, it's essentially a one shot.
It's essentially a one shot. Okay. So you're not going for a long term. You got to meet new characters every time. Do you change up how they're introduced each time? I mean, obviously, it's a different situation every time. But is it like, do they ever know each other ahead of time?
Yes, definitely. There have been some where everyone is dispersed and doesn't really know each other. And part of the fun is everybody kind of feeling each other out. And there have been some where everybody's definitely all a locked in unit.
Yeah.
And they're both really fun. I know that as someone who game masters as much as everybody in this little call does, you always have an eye on time maintenance. And there's and you can eat up a lot of time in that sort of like introductory getting to know getting to know all about you phase. So it's nice to do that in a kind of economical way. And just like, even when you are people meeting for the first time, make lots of assumptions and have just kind of like emotional reactions to each other.
Well, we had a very interesting way of meeting these characters, two by two, moving through this landscape together and then having met each other in a rather tense situation, which we are going to explore today. I'm very excited to see what happens next after our cliffhanger last week. We'll do a little review and then we'll get started with the continuation of the show. But first, a reminder, like and subscribe to the show. Rate it, review it if you can. It helps us get the word out to other people. Also, if you want to subscribe, go to jointhenation.com and you can support the show and help us make more shows like this. It would be awesome. So we'd appreciate it very much. So when we come back, brief recap into the game. We pick up where we left off last week. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Oh boy.
Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
Football doing your head in this summer? Well, L'Oreal Paris has your back. Or should we say your hair? Because every missed goal, foul, penalty and minute of extra time, and don't even get us started on VAR, leads to stress, and stress leads to hair loss. LV Growth Booster fights hair loss, so you can keep your hair on whatever the score. L'Oreal Paris LV Growth Booster. Keep calm and keep your hair on. Shop now at Amazon Boots and major supermarkets.
Welcome to the realms of peril and glory. Explore the mechanically magical vistas of Vale, the paranormal mysteries of liminal London, and the cyberpunk chaos of Cyborg. Be awed by our incredible guests from familiar shows like Oxventure and No Rolls Barred. Search Realms of Peril and Glory to find out more.
Last week on We Shouldn't Be Alive, we met these characters, JF Dade, a U.S. military PFC, who shipped out with the 2nd Armored Division, if I'm not mistaken, as a medic, it seems, was working on healing up an injured British Special Forces officer, Major Duncan Lime, in an abandoned wooden shack in the woods outside of, what did you say was it? Was it Tomaszów? Is that what how
should Tomaszów. We
Tomaszów. Tomaszów.
So the thing Lubelski. About Polish is that almost every single word, the emphasis is put on the second to last syllable.
Yes.
Like they're very routine that Tomaszów. Way. So it's Tomaszów.
Okay. Lubelski. Okay, good to know. I'll try to keep that in mind. Also, we met Zofia and Hannah, two civilian women, one who's a trained paramilitary resistance fighter, and the other who is a former criminal turned mechanic who got caught up in this whole thing, met Hannah. We don't know the details of how they met or how they started banding together, but they're working together to move toward, it seems, danger. Given an opportunity last week by a police officer to return south and east to get away from Soviets and hole up until the Americans can arrive, they said, no, thank you. We'd like to go to where we hear Soviets are taking prisoners, where we hear Soviets are taking children prisoner, sending them to labor camps. What is going on? We have to at least investigate this. And during that investigation, they run into Major Duncan Lime and JF Dade. How can they trust each other? They're not sure. They're playing a little bit of cat and mouse out in the evening hours outside of this town. But then eventually they meet face to face. Duncan Lime is able to communicate through Polish that he seeks Polish solidarity, Polish freedom, and is with NATO, which is Hannah is happy to hear this and is not urged to fire her weapon. But at that moment, some weapons are fired. An explosion happens in the town just behind them, and we hear the rattling of gunfire. And that's what we pick up today. Excited! To jump back in, let's do the thing where we just pick up right where we left off. I believe the last lines, if I'm not mistaken, were something along the lines of Major Duncan Lime saying something in Polish that put them at ease. Zofias saying back to him, that was good. And him saying, thank you. And then the explosion. So let's just pick it up right there. Boom! I'm not going to do initiative. I could do initiative. Just because it is so intense right now. But I'd like to see how you guys choose to play it out and what you decide to do. So let's pick it up from there. By the way, the explosion is not a nuke, right? This it sounds like the explosion of a grenade, like a hand grenade or something like that. Boom! A loud concussive explosion. And you don't see flames in the sky or anything like that. You just hear it. And then you hear the rattling of gunfire. And I leave it to you.
That's a grenade.
How close by does it sound like it is?
Yeah.
It sounds close. It Ooh. Sounds like it is within, oh, geez. Man, you know, the game does like everything in kilometers, or I'm sorry, in the metric system, which I'm so bad at. But I would say this sounds like it's within 50 meters.
Oh, shit.
Whoa. Okay.
It sounds like it's right on the other side of this building that you're up against right now.
Soviets, we could get the drop on them.
Hannah, do not be reckless. Let us just scope. Englishman. Information?
I'm taking cover immediately. Yeah. I'm like throwing myself
cover.
Up.
I'm going to take cover on the building.
Wall. When the explosion went off, he hit the ground.
Okay, I'll take cover as well because obviously I did that. I mean, I'm not stupid.
Yeah, the cover that you can take is right up against the wall of the building that you're next to right now. You can kind of get up next to each other. You all go up backs against this building, and you know, you don't know how thick this building is, how wide it is, but on the other side of it is where all the fire is coming from. So you have full protective cover right here, but you also cannot see the enemy in any way if they are there, but you hear multiple gunshots going off.
Great. And this sounds like the kind of thing that we might have talked about on our journey, Lime. Mm-hmm. Do we have the sense that there is a NATO presence in this right here where we're at?
I think
so
we're like
the firefight we're hearing.
We're well behind enemy line. We're actually really close to Ukraine. We're really close to the Ukrainian border.
Yeah, let me. I'll clarify that. That's a great question, Ross. I talked a little bit with everybody individually off air about their last few days or weeks leading up to this. So you may know some things other people don't, but I think that makes sense in character. Duncan Lime knows he was sent behind enemy lines to find this carpenter, whoever this is. You accidentally ended up here, separated from your unit in something that we can explore later. You can honestly ask that question as Dade over time with him.
Right. You might not know
operating with a team. Is he just like on his own somewhere? Are we searching for a human needle in a haystack? Is part of why we're going to this town because this was a place you were told to reconnoiter with this guy. This is all just to give me him a sense of like basically like what sort of firefight is taking place here, and is this one that we do not need to be a part of?
Yeah, I think I would have explained to you that. Yeah, this is an asset who themselves are well behind enemy lines, and so yeah, I think I would be my first impulse is to escape. This is not our fight. The problem is getting to this place where I think I want to pick up the trail of this asset. And right. I don't know if that would involve like having to like go through this firefight or whatever.
Yeah, let me just clarify to simplify things. This is the location where
this is it.
Yeah, okay. This is the location where you ran into enemy fire.
Yeah, so and Dave, this is the location
where
you
know this place too. This is where I went and where we encountered each other.
Right. Yes. Great. And it obviously was hot then, Dade, and it's hot again now.
It's hot now. Okay.
Yeah, so we would also know that there.
You would also know, Dade, from your couple weeks here while he was convalescing, you didn't see a single NATO soldier. He's the first one you've seen, which is kind of why you were like, can I tag along?
Pull him onto you, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, we're really like on the map. Like, I think we're maybe like 80 kilometers from former Soviet Union. Like, we're way into the eastern part of Poland. So this is definitely
You're deep behind enemy lines. You know what? I'll take you to another map to give you a little bit of perspective. Mm-hmm. I'll take you to a scenario map here on Foundry and give you some idea. Now, you're going to... You know what? I'll say you can know most of this because you already were here before. At least Dade and Lime were. Let's see. I will do this, and you should be able to see it. You see a smattering of sort of like beaten up and broken buildings. And if you look in the far northwest corner of the map, you'll see you guys.
You've just
come in from outside of town. You have taken cover up against a wall, and the firing seems like it is coming from, you know, the other side of this building where all the rubble is in the middle of the map.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Ooh.
Is there any way to get on top of this building that we're against?
Hell yes, there is. There is a pipe that, you know, like a cable pipe, basically, a pipe that's holding cable that is not hot to the touch or obviously or anything like that. And you'd have to be pretty dexterous, but you could climb it and get on the roof 1,000%.
I've got pretty high agility and mobility. I think she wants eyes on this situation. As a thief and a burglar, you can't know how to be stealthy until you know where you're being stealthy and who is out there and where they're looking.
Okay. And remember, let's not forget pushing rolls. You basically get two shots at every roll. The second shot has a bit of a risk attached to it, but you get two shots at everything. Mm-hmm. Let me see what you do.
I would argue, do I even need to roll? I've got a B in agility and a D in mobility. Can I just hop up there?
That's a good point.
You know what? I like that. No, you don't need to roll. I feel like if you were being shot at, you'd need to roll. But you are not. The pipe is right there. You are a burglar that specifically climbed walls into houses to steal things. I think it stands to reason that it doesn't make sense you'd fall here. So,
she holsters
her pistol.
Well, guess who's immediately following her?
Okay.
Hannah's going up right behind her, if that's okay.
Wow. Okay.
Please.
All right. Well, let's do one at a time here. Sophia, do you have proper control of your pawn, and can you put her on the roof?
Wait, should we do initiative first, or...?
I'm thinking about that now. I'm trying to decide if we should do initiative or not. I don't want to reveal too much about what's going on by doing initiative. You know what? I can just add them in later. I'm not very good at this yet. So I'll do initiative. Well, let's try it. We'll pull some cards, and we'll just be you guys for now until we see if and how we add combatants. So here we go. Boom. We draw cards, and Foundry takes care of it for us. So we drew cards, and appropriately, Sophia drew first.
Awesome.
By drawing a 2 out of 10 cards, and you scramble up this pipe onto the roof. Do you say anything to anybody before this? You just start. I love the image of there's not another word said. Everybody looks around, and you just climb up a pipe onto the roof.
Mm-hmm. She'll probably look back at the men, see their heavy boots and their heavy guns and their heavy packs, because I don't think our packs are on us. We were in the truck, but these guys were on foot, which means they have their heavy packs on them. Everything you own is on your back. Yep. And she's going to recognize that she's by far the most dexterous person here. Hannah even has her two-handed gun. I don't. She just holsters her pistol and spider monkeys up that pipe. And she'll motion to the guys, like, stay that down there and point to her eyes and... and the direction of the High Princess. Princess is here.
You know what? This is amazing and something I didn't expect is like how much, after seeing after episode one, how much Duncan Lime needs this. He needs a recon scout as part of his squad. Right?
I was always like, reliant on people in my squad who could do this well. It's never fallen on me. So yeah, I do. I need that.
It's awesome.
She's going to, point to her eyes, point to the direction of the explosion, put a hand up as to say, like, stay down there and skirt close to, it looks like this part of the building is a little lower than another part of the building. She's going to skirt close to the wall, keeping cover until maybe she might be able to peek around this corner.
I'll tell you what, you're moving an awful lot. You get two hexes of movement, but a successful mobility roll extends that. So since you're not planning on attacking anything this round, why don't you give me a mobility roll?
Okay.
And you could also maybe climb to that next level too, if you want, and get a higher perch.
I don't know if I want to do that yet.
Okay. So first give me a mobility roll to just see the extent of movement you can do this round. So far you're at the end of your movement. Oh, okay. So now you failed the roll and you rolled a one on the D10, which means if you push, you will take a point of damage.
I'm not going to do that.
Okay. So you don't push the roll. You don't take any damage, but that's the extent of that you can move. From where you are right now, you can't see anything, but you feel as if you're getting closer to the gunfire. You definitely hear it happening, and we'll move on to JF Dade. Mm. It's your turn in the initiative order. You're prone. You say you laid on the ground?
I think, you sort of helped us to better visualize the wall. I think, dropped to a knee maybe, pressed against the wall, kind of craning his neck up, watching her scale the pipe and doing her sign language with the eyes. I'm like, I'm better than you than me. And, I'm kind of checking in with Hannah, who I see, it sounds like is bracing herself to be ascending as well. I'm like, I ain't gonna do that. And but I am kind of keeping my focus on off to the east, where it sounds like if anything's going to be coming around the corner, it would be that corner. So
okay,
I'm ready my M4 just in case anything's threatening pops out from the east.
Okay, amazing that you say that, because at that moment around the corner to the east, you see two people are bolting out from behind the building in the exact direction that you're looking. It looks like a man, and it looks like he's got a hand. It looks like he's got one hand on a shoulder and one hand on the head of a woman that he's like holding down, and they are running away. And they come out past that corner real quick.
Okay.
Sit on that for a second. They're just frozen in time as we go to Duncan Lime, who's next
clock them.
In action. It looks like it appears to be civilians. They appear to be running.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to... Are they armed?
Nope. Not that you can see. Guy is holding the woman, holding her head, and they're running together, and it looks like they are afraid.
He's protecting her, it seems.
Yeah, protecting her.
Mm-hmm. He's holding her head down.
Down to keep her from catching a bullet or some shrapnel.
Yeah, there's so much
going on.
Kind
of like how a bodyguard would for their client.
Yeah, and he will always love her. That's right. There's so much going on because, Hannah just, like, clambered up onto the roof. Like, he's looking back. Like, this two civilians come running out. I would love to I want to make my way to the corner of this building closer to the action so I can get a look at what's going on.
Yes.
And that's two... Is that two hexes or is that a little
more? That would be two hexes of movement. Yeah.
Okay.
To get to the edge, so you can do that.
I think I'm here.
Oh, that's amazing. So Duncan Lai moves to the edge, shoulder up against the wall.
Yeah.
And peeks around.
And peeks around.
Clack, 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 clack. You see, oh man, this is a, oh, can we get a little bit of night vision, please? Can you give me a little?
Yeah.
All right, I'll tell you one thing you see. You see in the distance an armed person garbed in oh man, like a poncho, like a rain poncho looking thing, a camo poncho with a hood kind of over the top of it. You see far in the distance, I'm going to reveal this token, look all the way south-southeast of you.
Yeah, I see it.
And you'll see behind one of these barriers, this person has a what looks like an AK of some kind, and they are dipping around the corner and and firing toward the building that looks blown out here that you can see on the map.
The building that we
so are. So in our direction.
The building that you're behind. Yes, generally in your direction. Yes, but okay. they seem to be, and then you see return fire coming from within the blown out building.
Okay. Do I still, okay, so that was a fast action to move those two
hexes.
That
was a fast action to move, yep.
Can I use my slow action to drop my backpack?
Is that a slow action?
It's a fast action, but I want to.
You can take too fast. Yes. Please do take it off real quick and set it down by the corner of the building at the edge. I absolutely freaking love it. And it is Hannah's turn.
Okay, Hannah will continue with what she was planning on, which is to get on top of the building and support Zofia, and also, if you're going to be in a firefight, being on higher ground is a great place to be.
You get plus one.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Plus one to all your attacks. Okay, I didn't make Zofia roll. I'm not going to make you roll in this moment. Nobody is attacking you. You're hidden.
I also don't think that would be crazy because I have agility B, mobility C, so I think, I could handle it.
Let's do it. So you climb up the side, and what do you do from there?
I will go right behind Zofia.
So you follow her behind. Now, let's describe this a little bit better for the audio audience. This building is two-tiered. There's the end that you climbed on, and then it's only about 5 or 6 feet higher to the next level of roof. So you could clamber up there, but it is a high wall, and it's still protecting you. So you are up at that edge, and that's your... Oh, no, that was your full movement there. And,
there we go. Climbing plus the running seems like the full turn.
Yeah, sounds good to me. And we return to Zofia. Hannah's just come up behind you.
Yeah, I'm going to unholster my pistol from when I climbed up and continue to move to this corner to get a better look.
Okay, you now can see assault rifle fire. Pop, 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 pop. Coming from the place where Duncan Lime saw clearly what that person was wearing. In this light, it's a little bit hard for you to see exactly what they're wearing, but they look like they are armed like a soldier, but they are in this like kind of camo poncho-y thing and firing into the building, into the lower floors of the building that you're on the roof of.
Mm-hmm. And I see... Do I see those civilians making a run for it?
It's not their turn yet. It's all kind of frozen in time. But yes, they are running away, like out of the town there, where our map is.
I guess I asked a question, but I think I answered it to myself. I don't think I noticed them because I was busy climbing, and
they were right next to the wall here. That you were not looking at. Yeah,
I don't think Zofia noticed them, even though she would have liked to because. Civilians are what she's more interested in. I don't think I saw them. Okay, I think that's my whole turn. I'm not going to do anything else other than gather information and have a better spot.
Okay, awesome. Sounds good. And let's see. Boom. I will say, just as you get to there and look over the edge, you see another person comes running from behind one of these buildings and runs up to a piece of rubble in the middle of the road.
Mm-hmm.
And
looks like a burned out car.
Yeah, yes. Goes up to what looks like a burned out car or something like that. And let me just do a little foundry action here. And who has partial cover? So you can see that little icon on the on the thing, right? So that person has partial cover, and they're doing the same thing. They're lifting up over the hood of this burnout car and firing into the spot below you, and you can hear the return fire happening. And that is the end of your turn. It is JF Dade's turn.
Wow. Want to close with Lime. I think even if he had to move past me to get to his position. Just in the fiction of this, I think Lime maybe
slapped you to on my way past you. Yeah, like,
and I got up, got a hand on your shoulder, and moved along the wall with you, and I'm right behind you.
Your pack if you can.
The pack has dropped. Okay. And I also want to keep an eye on those civilians that we saw running away. Are they continuing to run away?
Yes. End of your turn, if you stop it after moving behind Duncan Lime at the edge of the building, then you'll see them go off the map. And
great.
They kind of run into the darkness.
Okay.
They're just trying to get the hell out of there. They were just getting out of there. It was an interesting moment because I had these fleeing civilians that were going to come through, and you happened to look at the exact spot with your gun pointed, and I was like, I hope he doesn't fire at the first thing he sees. But
my finger definitely twitched. But
finger twitched, but you held off enough, and you did not shoot those civilians that were running out. Lime, it is your turn.
Okay, Lime is going, he's going to dash across this gap to the next building.
Okay.
And take cover behind the building to the east, the corner of the building to the east.
All right. So he scrambles across to the building to the east and takes cover. At that point, you can see pretty clearly into the blown out front of this supermarket where you had gone in before. That's the supermarket, and you see it's the front of the supermarket, and you see immediately when you get to the other side of the road, you can see at least three Soviet soldiers inside. Firing out, and we will take a moment there. Actually, you have a slow action, but I'm going to try to add these to the initiative.
Well, I did too fast because I ran across and then I took full cover, so that should be too fast.
Okay, yeah, ran across and then took full cover. Give me a recon roll.
Ooh, recon. Not my strong suit. All right. Oh, come on. I'm going to push that. Nope.
Dang. It's close.
Okay, but you didn't take any stress from that, right? Or any damage from that? Okay.
No.
That's good. Okay. Apologies. Let me just working on this thing here. I just got to update one thing on my end, but what I want you to see as you look around this side is a... Got a roll here. Okay. Oh, my God. Kind of a perfect roll. Because the Soviets now go. They pulled a card, and they're before Hannah and after Duncan Lime. So they pulled a card. They come in before Hannah and after Duncan Lime, and they are going to... they're going to attack, and what ends up happening is your failure on recon results in this person that you first saw in the distance seeing you run. Mm. Then in Polish, yelling, do you guys hear it? Give me a recon roll. I want to see if you hear what's being said, and this is Zofia and Hannah. Hear if you hear what's being said.
We can roll as well. Okay, great.
Yeah. Just you guys. Unless, Dade and Lime, you guys don't speak Polish, right? You got a couple words.
But I got a success.
Got a success. Okay.
I didn't.
You did not. Okay, great. So you hear in Polish, you hear very clearly, just between the spurts of gunfire, you hear, They're flanking to the rear. They're flanking behind us. Calling to someone over on the side here, perhaps this other soldier that's hiding behind the burnout car. At that, this person runs across to attempt to meet up with the person behind the car. That is when Soviet gunfire opens. Pop, 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 pop. And this person, you see them shot. Pop, pop, pop. And they go down onto the ground.
Oh, shit.
And, yeah, so let me just, so I'm going to give him a little prone action here, and not asleep. What would be the, they're not asleep.
Sleeping.
Like a play for my kids. They're
he's just
asleep.
Sleeping. He's just, he's at a farm up north.
Yeah. I'll just put a little red token over there that says they're incapacitated. Okay. Mm. Incapacitated. And it is Hannah's turn.
Yes. So I was successful in my recon roll to hear our soldiers that are out in the you know, the rubble out here behind the burnout car identifying themselves. Well, in they were speaking Polish, right?
Yes.
So it's logical that I would understand that these are Polish forces down here.
Potentially.
Okay, and then it's logical for me to assume that they are exchanging fire with Soviet forces. What I would like to do is I would like to climb up to the second level of the supermarket here, the roof.
Okay.
And it looks like some of the roof is missing kind of right here along the edge that faces the people that are firing on
perhaps
it.
Perhaps from this explosion. You know, maybe it was more than a hand grenade, but it was definitely, or maybe this is an old wound to the supermarket. Not quite sure.
Well, I'm climbing up here, and I'm going to get in the perfect position to kill some Soviet filth.
Yeah.
All right. You climb up onto that wall, and you can you move your token for me to the edge? And I will say that you have cover from... I'll see you have full cover from the two right under you and partial cover from the one that is a little bit further away from you. So you've got full and partial cover depending on the force that's you're looking at. What do? There's three of them. One looks a little bit more clearly a little further away. So from your angle, easier to hit. Doesn't see you at all and is shooting a gun out toward the east.
Well,
this is amazing. I never saw this coming. The climbing of the roof. Nice work, Mary Lou.
To be fair.
You know what, Mary Lou? Experience point.
This is why.
Give yourself an experience point.
This is why Hannah follows Sophia around. So I think that, to be fair, the climb plus the fast action of running is probably my turn, right?
Yes. Okay. Sorry. Yes. So you
I'm
are
in
position
now. I'm in position.
Yes. And I'm not making you roll recon or anything for stealth. There's no way they would ever consider this as an option. Sophia, round three, you're up.
Oh, my God. I think I'm going to see Hannah, like, climbing up there. But I didn't hear what was said. I don't know. Maybe I was distracted or something. So I still don't know who we're fighting. Mm-hmm. I don't know which side Humpst is Humpst.
Humpst is Humpst.
So I'm not sure what I can do in this turn, except for maybe communicate to Major Lime, you know, what I've seen, which is two shooters that direction, even though I think he's already seen that. That's what I'm going to do.
Okay, sounds good. You can see each other. You see those forces, and you call them out, too. Well, you also saw one go down that Lime didn't see.
Oh, right. So I'll say two shooters and then one and draw a finger over her neck like one is down.
Very, very awesome. Interesting. Okay. Sounds good.
And she's just going to still have her pistol. She's crouched and she's taking full cover from anyone but Major Lime. And having her pistol trained on the situation, but not doing anything.
Okay. Dade, you just saw Duncan Lime sprint across the opening of the street there, exposing himself briefly, very dangerous, but then got behind cover again. What do you do?
Yeah, I just saw that happen and run across the road. My heart jumps into my throat when I see him get out into the open. saw those civilians run past. They're now in off in the darkness. And there's a part of him that's like, I gotta follow. And there's a part where I can create sort of a crossfire situation here if we're on either side. And I might hold the position and watch the street and also his back from my vantage point if anybody comes around the other side of this building he's using for cover.
There's an Overwatch mechanic too, isn't there?
There is.
So you you could ready an attack if an enemy crosses.
I think that's my plan is readying attack, especially if something pops out behind Lime.
Yeah.
Dude.
Oh, great. Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect.
Awesome. All right, so you're doing Overwatch, and man, I'm not sure how to do the Overwatch token yet on Foundry. I will work to figure that out. But in the meantime, we'll say just, you know, you've got his back. His back. And dude, twice in a row here, your instincts, your timing, it's just through the roof.
Nice.
Because at that moment, perhaps invisible to Lime, you see someone sneak around the back of the building.
Stop.
Pull up a pistol and go to fire at Lime. Actually, no. I'm sorry. I have to get a lot closer for that. They move up, just peek out behind this this building. This is a second building. Mm-hmm. They peek out behind this, what looks like a big vent of this building, to attempt to fire at Lime.
Oh.
But you've got him covered, and you got the bead. So if you'd like to take a shot.
I take the shot.
Oh, baby!
First one to fire is Dade.
The
unbelievable.
First fire is Dave.
First to fire.
I'm as surprised as you. Okay.
Man, I can't believe you held your position and looked over his shoulder.
Yes.
That is, I was about to be like, oh, this is going to get scary.
Okay. I'll take the shot, I guess.
Okay. Take the shot. So go ahead and, so in Foundry, you're going to click on your weapon.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to modify the roll. I think you're in good shape here. You're already on Overwatch, no penalties, and it's within range.
And just so I'm 100% clear on the rate of fire mechanic,
I want to
do a short burst because I'm shooting pretty close to where
Lime right
is.
So I'll tell you right now, I'm not going to have you shoot him by accident in this case, but short burst. So you have the option to do zero rate of fire, which means you just fire a single round, or you have the option to fire, I think, up to three additional ammo dice, which means you shoot a lot of the bullets, and it drastically increases your ability to either do damage or suppress the target.
Mm-hmm. Right. I'm going to do a rate of fire of one, and
okay.
Here we go.
Here we go. Rate of fire of one.
Oh!
All right, so we also roll hit die in this
That's
game,
right.
So we see Dade, are you going to push that roll?
I think that was a pretty good roll. I don't think
that
so.
That was a pretty
roll.
Damn good roll.
Two successes.
I would keep that.
Yeah.
Oh, if she doesn't have armor, that should be a crit.
It doesn't matter about armor. Well, she does have armor, but what she doesn't have is armor on her arms. Which is where
arms.
The hit location gets sent out at the same moment as all this. So yes, it's a bunch of, it's coming at the arms.
It's awesome. Amazing, dude. Amazing. So it comes.
Oh,
McDee just
roll.
Weighed in our ear holes here that by rule, Major
right.
Lime would also have to make a coolness under fire check because he was fired at or past.
Right. Yeah, right. When you fire past an ally, they still have to make that cuff roll.
Right. Okay.
It's very interesting, too, because that would be very frightening. You know what I mean? All of a sudden, there's somebody behind you, and there's gunfire coming right past, snapping right past your ear.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what happens is you deal two damage on a successful hit. You rolled a second hit. That means you deal three damage, which is, on an unarmored arm, the critical threshold of your weapon.
That's right.
Which means you'll deal a critical injury to this person's arm. So go ahead and give me a D10 roll on the critical injury table, and we'll see what happens here.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, you just didn't even bring dice, right? Because we're using all of Foundry's dice.
I'm so foundried up. But don't worry. Dice are always close at hand.
That's right.
You never have to look far.
Come on, folks. I rolled a 3 on the table.
Oh my goodness gracious. Okay. You shot off her fingers.
So let me get the cinematic of this just right. This person came out from behind the building, found cover, popped out with a pistol to shoot Dade, and then a short burst of fire, five bullets. And then the fingers just pop off of her pistol hand. Amazing.
If you just shot a Polish woman, Hannah is not going to like that.
Yeah, it sounds like that's exactly what happened. So apologies in advance.
We'll have to talk about it.
And I got two successes on my coolness under fire.
Of course you did, Major Lime.
It's nothing new for Major Duncan B. Lime.
Major Duncan B. Lime. Okay, so automatically after this critical injury, our target here is... Jeez, I mean, automatically suppressed. My brain goes completely dead on rules once I start playing this live on air.
Of course.
But not only is she suppressed, I think that I might also just have her be incapacitated. She drops the weapon. Her hand is in. But you know what? I'm not going to have her be completely incapacitated because there might be a chance to like run here. So we'll see. Let's wait for that to come up. But that interrupted her turn. And she's, and like kind of goes to the ground, and it's instantly Duncan Lime's turn.
Whew, shit. Man, I don't want to, well, I'm not, this is so tough. I don't want to shoot anyone in the Polish resistance. I don't want to do that. I don't want this, I don't want to kill anyone over a misunderstanding of whose side we're on. Is there, could I do a recon roll or something to see, or should I just like, take the chance and just like shout to the NATO.
I mean, you could do that, but you would be alerting the Soviets potentially to your position.
Yeah, that's
if you're shouting that across
either.
And saying NATO. There is that, but dude, I understand all of your hesitation here. However, I will say this, and you would know this as a, actually, no, I'm not going to say anything. I think your headspace is great right now. I'm going to leave you right there. It's a tough decision.
I think you'd probably, I don't know. I feel like you would just tell her and anyone, you know, who's coming back around that way. They thought we were flanking them.
But in the moment, I wouldn't know if this is another Soviet attacker, right?
It's dark. Yeah, your night vision is on. But yeah, but you know, it's hard to differentiate the colors. This person looks armed and they look dangerous. But now they're unarmed, they're disarmed. They're not going to harm
you
right now.
You heard the Polish, right? Oh no, you don't speak Polish. It wasn't you, it was Jared.
I'd be able to differentiate Polish from
Russian. Yeah, but there's lots
Russian.
Of yelling and gunfire. It's
Polish
all
and Russian does
there.
Often sound really similar.
But I've been serving in Poland for 2 years.
Yeah. You're right.
So I think This is part of the tricky situation too, is because since this is post-military order, it's not always, it wouldn't always be easy to differentiate friend from foe anyway, because, you know, a Soviet could pick up an M16 at some point because it's all that was around.
So you could wear a NATO uniform.
They could be wearing a NATO uniform.
Very easily.
All those available, whatever. So,
you describing it as being in country for 2 years throughout this conflict, which has slowly degraded Poland into a really rough situation. I'll also say that I don't think Duncan Lime thinks that every Pole that he meets is a good-hearted resistance fighter.
Ally.
No.
Right.
There's Red Brigade.
There are profiteers and criminal organizations that are taking advantage of this and killing civilians and staking out their own territory. So just because Polish has spoken is not a key to nonviolence.
The thing that I do know is that there are Soviets here.
Yes.
Like, they're wearing Soviet uniforms, they're firing AKs. I know where they are. So, I mean, should I just do, like, a recon roll to see if I can get a sense of this person? Like, maybe there's something about them that I'll be able to tell.
Sure.
Whether they're friend or foe.
Yep.
Okay, got a success.
Okay, is that gonna be a fast action for you, or are we talking about this as a free action? I'm open to both. I don't know. I'm wanting to see what you imagined.
I'd love for it to be a free action.
Okay, night vision goggles on. Yeah, we'll make it a free action because honestly, in this situation, in a split second, it's kind of hard to differentiate. But I will say, you know, this person was coming to, was pointing a gun at you, mm-hmm. you know, was about to shoot you with malice. And it did not hold them up at all that you did not appear to be dressed in Soviet garb. Other than that, I really can't give you much except to say that they're in camo fatigues that look paramilitary in a way, but also civilian. It's hard to differentiate in the moment.
Yeah, I think in the heat of the moment, I think I'm just going to have to take a shot.
Okay.
So I'm going to at her. So I'm going to do fast action aim, just do a regular ranged attack.
Give yourself a plus one because she is completely stunned and like grabbing at her hand and not even looking at you and standing completely still.
Okay. So, yeah, and I'm just going to do a single shot. No ammo dice.
Man. Just put it down.
Cool. Oh! Three successes. Hey,
three success headshot.
In the head.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Okay.
So I think I roll two crit dice and take the better of the two.
That's right. Wait, why? Because it's the head?
Because it was an extra success over what I needed for a crit.
That's right. Mm. That's right. Wow.
So I got
incredible.
I got a seven.
Got a seven. Brain hemorrhage. Lethal. So this person's head blows out and they go to the ground. You do not think that they will survive.
Okay.
They're probably dead already before they even hit the ground. So,
well, that settles that.
That settles that.
Sure does.
Decision made. Pop, pop! Blah! Her head blows up, and it is... Ooh, this is interesting. Now gunfire came from a different direction, and it's Soviet soldiers' turns. So, I am going to start... I'm actually going to start rolling some dice here. So, I think I can do these secretly, which I'd like to do. So, first shot is going to be... okay, first shot. Here we go. So a miss at the one in cover out there in the front. And second Soviet goes and is going to point their gun toward Lime. This is the target, Hannah, that is far enough away from you that you have a good shot at. However, Lime has partial cover, so you're going to get plus one to armor. No, you're fully behind that thing, actually. I'm sorry.
I think I have full cover against this.
Yeah, I think you have full cover. Person. So you know what? In order to speed this along, I'm just going to have them keep firing out at the targets out in front of them. They're still... They might have heard that gunshot over there, but they're not sure what's happening. They don't see you from that angle. And Hannah is on the roof.
Yeah.
Lined up at a Soviet soldier that doesn't see her and is looking off to the east towards a threat out there, has cover from that threat behind some rubble in the supermarket, but does not see Hannah. And we're going to take a break and come right back and
no
see
way. Oh my God.
What happens the first time Hannah fires an assault rifle. Stick around. We're coming right back.
I'm Mandy.
And I'm Melissa, and this is Moms and Mysteries.
We're two Florida moms obsessed with true crime. From infamous cases like Ellen Greenberg to shocking Florida stories like the Dan Markell killing.
With 55 million downloads, we bring you new deep dives every Tuesday and Thursday.
Listen to Moms and Mysteries on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, please, not that music. That music gives me nightmares from my childhood.
Could we get something a little bit lighter? Some lighter music here.
Are you a fan of true crime TV shows?
And what about Unsolved Mysteries, the show that jump-started all of our love of true crime?
I'm Ellen Marsh.
And I'm Joey Taranto.
And we host I Think Not, a true crime comedy podcast covering some of the wildest stories from your favorite true crime campy TV shows all the way to Unsolved Mysteries.
Baby, you will laugh, you will cry, you'll think about true crime in a whole new way, and you'll also ask yourself, who gave these people mics?
New episodes of I Think Not are released every Wednesday with bonus episodes out every Thursday on Patreon.
And every Monday, you can listen to our True Crime Rundown, where we go over the top true crime headlines of the week.
So come and join us wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Reality TV is messy.
Pop culture is louder than ever.
And the internet?
Completely unhinged.
Welcome to Roxanne.
And Chantel.
The podcast where cousins Roxanne and Chantel break down reality TV, celebrity drama, and the stories everyone's texting about.
We recap the shows,
spill the headlines,
and sit down with the stars themselves.
No filter.
No boring takes.
Just the tea.
New episodes every week.
If it's trending,
we're talking about it.
This is Roxanne.
And Chantel.
Let's get into it.
Hey, welcome back. Very excited to continue this combat. But before we do, just a reminder that if you want to hear this or listen to this ad-free, hear this or listen to this, what's that even mean? so you could hear it while you do other things and just not pay attention.
No, nowadays a lot of people hear, but very few people listen.
That's right.
That's right, Ross. That's right.
And we do this for the listeners.
It's up to you.
Well, listen to this. If you want to listen to this show ad-free, you can subscribe on our subscription service, jointhenation.com, and get it for freezies. Those of you that have already subscribed and are listening to this there, you're the best. Thank you so much. We appreciate you and appreciate your help. Thank you very much. All right, let's get back into it. We ended on Hannah's turn, who had a bead on some Soviets that are inside this blown-out supermarket, shooting out at targets out toward the east, and we pick up there. Jared, what do you do?
Well, it's time to shoot some fish in a barrel.
Because that's what it looks like to me.
I'm looking into this bombed out supermarket. The ceiling is missing. I'm kind of like looking over the edge. I see three Soviets. I'm going to aim my PMK-60 assault rifle and just kind of unload it down on all three of them.
Well, you have to pick a target because they are not in the same hex, coincidentally. They're not quite close enough together.
Thank you. Yeah, but then if I get additional bullets, I can pick... Oh, they're not in the same hex.
Yeah, if you look at the map, they just happen to not be in the same hex as each other, which makes sense at this angle. But we'll move the other ones around so they're in the same hex for you soon. Don't worry.
All right, yeah, let's start by, I guess, just taking out one guy. So I'll take the one now that is not in partial cover. He's in no cover to me, right?
He's in no cover to you, and you get a plus one to the roll because you're on higher ground. You have all the advantage here. So modify that roll, plus one. Go ahead, give us a roll. Let's see what you get.
Let me go to my gun, and let me choose my PMK-60. And then my modifier is plus one, and here.
Do it.
We go.
Oh, you did no rate of fire.
Oh, a single shot.
I did no single shot, but I got two
targets. You got two successes.
I got a critical success.
In the torso? Was that a torso shot?
Yeah, it was a torso.
That is a torso shot, which is not a critical success because you hit him in his armor. So it hits his armor. It is then reduced by one, your shot. So he does take two, though. But, I mean, he takes two damage. Boom! Instantly suppressed. So he doesn't get to act next round. That is awesome. Awesome turn. And we move to the top of round four, and it is Sophia's turn. This guy goes
Hearing gunfire on the roof ahead of me, I know that's Hannah. I'm going to back up my countrywoman. I'm going to hop.
Climb up the wall.
Scramble up, and then probably just take cover. I don't want to be too near her because I want to be able to watch her back. So I'm going to crouch and take partial cover, like here, I think. A little east of her, northeast of her.
Sounds good. So you're not in the same hex, but you guys are, you know, within a few meters of each other, and you are hunkered down, staying low so the Soviets don't see you. They're obviously now aware someone's on the roof. Pop, 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 pop! And their friend right next to them goes down. Crazy moment. JF Dade, you're up. You just saw Lime blow the head off of this woman who you disarmed quickly with a hand shot. What do you do in this moment?
Oh yeah, the thrill of that shot is immediately tempered by the cold precision of Lime's execution.
Didn't you fire a single shot too?
It was like a single shot, right the forehead.
Execution.
execution.
Like, all right. And I think at the moment I feel like I'm most useful here, keeping Overwatch on that same position if anyone else tries to bushwhack Lime. I think I will hold position and hold that Overwatch.
Holding the Overwatch behind Lime. I love it. Lime, you're up. You've taken her out. There is no threat currently behind you.
Okay.
And now you see the two women on the roof. You can see them sort of like backlit by the strangely reddish blue night sky. You can see the silhouettes of Hannah just pointing her gun down into the roof and bop! And Sophia sneaking up next to her.
Okay. Do I have a visual on the foremost Soviet soldier?
You do, yes.
All right, then he's going to lean around the corner and take a full aim. He's take a slow action to aim at the soldier that I can see.
Okay. Oh, slow action aim. Because this is a specific scope on your rifle, right?
Yeah.
All right. Slow action to aim, setting up the shot. We see the scope dialing him in. And we move to this person down in the distance here who is going to fire back toward the supermarket. So let's just see if we... Oh, my God. That is wild. For the first time in this combat, I rolled 3 successes from an NPC shot.
Oh, wow. Ooh,
hello.
Yeah, okay. Was not expecting that. But there is a lot of reduction here. So it's not a critical injury, but it does suppress this soldier right here, the one that you had aimed. So the gunfire you see hits him. Ah! He goes down to the side, and he's still like up, but he's like hunkered down behind some rubble in there. Cover to the person who fired the shot and to Major Lime a little bit, but not to Hannah and Sophia. And it is their turn. There is one... actually, no, I'm sorry. I got to roll. I'm going to roll on this guy, this other Soviet, for suppression because he's got to roll because his buddies were just shot next to him, gunfire in his direction, and he actually succeeds. So he's going to step out trying to, like, look up for, like, who these targets are up above him and point the gun up, and he sees Hannah, and he's going to fire. He's got
Come on!
A lot of negatives. He's got a lot
this
of negatives.
It's at least minus
here.
2.
It's at least
she's
minus
on higher
2.
Ground and he's
and
not
then
aiming.
She yeah. has plus 2. So this is basically impossible to hit. But who knows? You can go crazy. I rolled a hit. So a net negative 3, I think. So it just she shoots up at you and pop, pop, pop. And it shoots off of the like broken concrete. Not wouldn't be concrete. The broken wood and slate roof at the top of this supermarket, and you can act now, Hannah.
I didn't take any damage or anything.
You didn't take any damage, and it didn't hit your armor. I'm not going to make you roll a coolness under fire roll because it kind of just hit the underside of the roof. It didn't even get close to you.
Okay. Is he now visible to me? I can now
aim
at
him. Made a real bad move. He made a real
oh,
bad
yeah.
move.
Okay. Yeah, he did make a really bad move because I am going to go ahead and fire on him, and this time I'm going to do like a rate of fire of, let's call it 2.
2 rate of fire. Okay, so you're firing more bullets, and then go ahead and add a +1 modifier to your roll if you haven't already.
Uh-huh. All right, here we go.
And give it to me. Roll it, baby.
X's going to give it to you.
Ooh.
One success.
Not so good. Not so good. So you got a success. However, you have 2 ones among your rolls that you cannot reroll on a push. And if you push the roll, you take 2 hit capacity of damage. So
to my gun.
To your gun. That is correct.
Right. Feels like there's a lot of guns
that?
Laying around here. Let's push the roll.
You only get to re-roll 1 die. But who
oh,
knows?
Really?
If you do, that could make... Yeah, you just re-roll the d6.
You can't re-roll any ones.
Okay. You know what, then? I'm going to choose not to do that. I'll let it go.
Choose not to do that?
Yeah,
okay.
I think so.
Sounds good. But he takes a point of damage and is immediately suppressed. So, yeah, you got these guys kind of on the run at the moment, and it is Zofia's turn.
Well, I'm going to help out my countrywoman. Which one of them has the best angle on her? Probably this far, the most southern one, right?
Yes.
Then that's who I'm going to fast action aim and slow action shoot.
Execute. Yeah. Now you're firing a pistol, right?
Yes. Okay. Just a pistol.
Firing a pistol. Here we go.
Do I get any
plus one modifier for higher ground?
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Plus one. This is my first. This is my first shoot.
My first shoot.
My first shoot. And I shoot it.
Did it.
In the legs. My gosh, you shoot it and you shot in the legs, which bypasses armor.
Yeah.
But I believe pistol does plus one armor, but that's if it hits armor, right? So let's just say what's the damage on the pistol?
One.
One damage. Okay. Awesome. Oh! And then blood starts pouring out of the leg of this soldier. This is bad business for him. And it is JF Dade's turn. You're still holding Overwatch, and you see Dade lining up a shot. Or, I'm sorry, you see Lime lining up a shot.
All right, yeah. All right, make it count. I got your back, Major Lime. I'm just keeping my eyes there in the darkness, just beyond that corner, in case anyone comes out trying to bushwhack you.
Okay. Lime, you were shooting at this guy here who just recently got shot at by somebody from the street. You're all aimed up. Talk to me about a slow action aim with your scope.
Okay, so this gives me a plus one, and I'm looking at the rules. I don't think I get a penalty for shooting at someone at a higher altitude elevation. Okay. I think they get a bonus against me, but I don't think I get a penalty. So, and they're suppressed, so they get. Is that that's a penalty to me? Is that right?
No.
Or they just have... Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I would just say if they were prone, yes, but they're not prone right now. I would say just go ahead and fire.
Okay.
Just take your bonus and fire.
Just, I think you're in a great spot. Yeah, I'm going to take another single shot through the scope with my C8. Give myself a plus one.
Ice cold here. Oh my God!
Whoa, another three successes in the chest. Oh,
three God. Successes to the chest.
Yeah.
Oh, brutal.
He's done for.
Brutal. Okay.
So that's in a the crit,
interest,
right?
That's a crit, and in the interest of time, no, because of the armor, I think it single backed crit. It down to a three. Yeah. But you, and your bullet just goes right through the armor, right into the soft spot of the chest, and this guy goes down.
Yeah.
Wow. Just awesome skin. So cool looking. The lining up, the single shot pop. Just awesome.
He's just like Barry Pepper in Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like praying.
All right, just there's confusion happening here right now, and here's what I'm going to say happens. You guys start shooting at the Soviets. This person down below doesn't know what's happening. They move to this injured and suppressed person on that's prone on the ground here that got shot in the street and start dragging them away. You might be able to see this in the distance. It is. All the Soviets are suppressed or dead. It is Hannah's turn.
Okay, yeah, let's conserve ammo and let's take another shot at our friend who is the farthest south.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, this guy is in bad shape, been hit already.
Of course, fast aim. Fast action aim and then...
Fast action aim.
Fire.
Plus one modifier.
Ooh!
Yeah.
Guys, another two successes.
Yeah.
That is enough to kill that guy, because even though it's a chest shot, it's a minus one on the armor, but it goes through, cuts awesome. Right through, and he had enough hit points left to just take him out. Another goes down, top of round down. Six. Zofia, there's one Soviet left.
Yep,
what do you do?
One left, and I'm gonna shoot him. I'm not gonna be too careful. I'm gonna do my full rate of fire, and I have a plus one.
Ooh.
Oh, ouch.
Oh, shit. You jammed your weapon. Wait, no. You'd have to push.
If she pushes,
if
she would
push, you will jam your weapon because you rolled two natural ones already.
Fuck.
Okay. Yeah, I forgot about that to say that to you, Jared, before. Or is it, if it's only on the ammo dice, whatever. Two natural ones on the push. Yeah, yeah, you will jam your weapon.
Okay, and I'm a gunsmith. That's one of my specialties. So I think I know by the sound of my pistol, something got sticky in there. I missed, and I can't, she's like going to bang
it. No, you can. You can push the roll and re-roll it and see if you can get the shot. But it will jam your weapon after that. Right now, it's not jammed.
Oh, I see. So it's an interesting decision. I see.
You feel that something's off. You know what I mean? Like, but if you fire one more time, it might trigger a jam.
I am going to push.
Take
because
the
it's
jam.
The last one. Take it's the last one.
Pump up the jam.
Pump it up.
Pump it up.
Yeah, I'm pushing. I'm pushing.
You're pushing. Do it. You got the success.
I got a success. Yeah, I got success.
You got it. Okay.
In the legs.
In the legs, too. No armor.
But you did two damage to your weapon, so lower its reliability by two. And it's jammed. And... yeah, you put this guy down on his leg. Oh, so now he's prone, writhing on the ground. Nice shot.
Yeah.
We come back to Dade. Are you still holding?
As long as Lime is holding, I am holding.
Okay.
All right. My mission right now is to cover this sniper, so to speak.
Dead. Yeah. Okay, Lime. It is your turn. This guy's now prone, which would give him a bonus or to the roll or penalty to you. Either way, we'll figure it out. He's laying on the ground laying on the floor at higher elevation than you, slightly.
Okay, I'm going to take another slow aim at them.
Okay, sounds good. Then our poles get dragged out of sight, just behind a building, over in the corner, and. It is Hannah's turn.
Hannah will finish off the guy who's no longer, who's not down yet, and the Soviet. I just want to say, Jared understands that that all kinds of people are in the Soviet Army, But to Hannah, they're all tyrannical filth that need to die. but Jared understands, Not all soldiers are bad.
You know what?
Guys.
This is also covered in the game. It's a die roll. I'd like to forego the die roll for you. I think it's important to your character. I'd like to forego the die roll. However, by the rules, you do take a stress if you execute an incapacitated person.
They're
not technically incapacitated.
I thought there was one guy still up. Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's who I'm firing on. I'm not going to execute someone who's already incapacitated. Is he incapacitated?
I guess not technically, no. But he's prone on the ground. You know what I mean? He's writhing in pain. He's let go of his weapon, essentially. But you can feel free to execute him. Absolutely.
He's let go of his weapon.
But I mean, it's
weapon.
Right next to his hand. He's probably going to, he could grab it again any second, pointing at you and fire. Like, he's not incapacitated.
I think that she has a little bit of an anger problem with the Soviets. I think that she is very biased to really eliminate Soviets as a threat. I think she fires one more bullet on him. And if that means she takes a stress, she will take it.
Go ahead, give me a plus one. To the plus one modifier to the attack roll.
And just one bullet should do it.
Right to the head.
In the head.
Rolled the head. Success on the headshot, and bow! He goes down.
War is ugly, everybody.
Yep. Oh,
war is very, very ugly.
Can I take a stress for that? I feel like I would.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Take a stress for that. The rest of you are okay. It was a bit in the melee, and they weren't as... helpless in the moment as that guy seemed for just for a moment. But we pause as there's momentary silence on the battlefield. The other people that were firing from the center there, you no longer see. And you've got these three Soviet bodies laying there just inside of this supermarket, which was an important tactical target of Major Duncan Lime, something that he believed, somewhere he believed that this carpenter may have been, who has valuable, you know, intelligence valuable to the war. On a sad, kind of somber war note, I'm going to end it there for today because going into the next moment is going to open up a whole can of worms.
Yeah, this
of
is the whole
is
thing.
In that supermarket.
Where
so,
are
this
we?
This game is heavy, man.
Yeah, yeah, it really is. This is why I was so fucking excited. It's exactly this.
But
yes,
you know,
kind of mood.
I think what we learned today is that combat encounters are easy, and
yeah. and it's fine.
Enemies are pushovers.
Yeah, we shouldn't have any problem with anybody we encounter.
We could probably get more reckless.
Mm-hmm. Probably. Let's shoot some more stuff.
You guys did an amazing tactical job of that. But there's a lot of interesting stuff to talk about. So I should also say, if you're not aware, after episode one, we did a little bonus content. Every episode, right after the episode, we are releasing us looking through experience and advancement, and we're giving out experience points, and we're learning about how to differentiate that and to level up and everything. And we talk a little bit about the session. That's on our subscription service. So if you subscribe, you can listen to that. If you don't, you want to check it out, go to jointhenage.com and check it out. So thank you, everybody. We'll see you next week. But until then, war is hell. We love you. Take it easy. Goodbye.
Legendary stories, awe-inspiring sound, and endless adventure. Welcome to the realms of peril and glory. Explore the mechanically magical vistas of Vale, the paranormal mysteries of liminal London, and the cyberpunk chaos of Cyborg. Fall in love with our core cast, or be awed by our incredible guests from familiar shows like Oxventure, Three Black Halflings, and No Rolls Barred. Ignite your imagination and discover the realms of peril and glory today. Go to realmspod.com or search Realms of Peril and Glory wherever you listen to podcasts.
Now, before you go hunting for something else to listen to, let me make it easy. I'm Mike Carruthers, host of a podcast called Something You Should Know, and I speak with experts about fascinating things that affect your life, from human behavior, relationships, health, science, and everyday mysteries. We've been downloaded millions of times because every episode teaches you something you'll be talking about later. Open up Something You Should Know and give it one episode. You might just find your new favorite podcast.